This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. More than 40 million Americans have taken some college courses but never got a degree, according to federal data, which can make it hard to get ahead in this economy when more and more well-paying jobs require at least a bachelor's degree. For people who want to go back and finish school, a federal GPA requirement for financial aid can get in the way. WBEZ's Lisa Kurian-Phillip has that story.
Lately, Chicago native Brenda Brooks has had a tough time finding permanent work. She spoke to me over the phone after her shift at a temp job in data entry. She says prospective employers have told her,
"You have the qualifications, but this requires you to have a degree. And I don't have that degree."
That's why she wants to go back to Chicago State University, where she started college in the 80s. But her grades from back then are a problem.
I don't think anybody should be penalized for something that happened 40 years ago.
During her first attempt at college, Brooks was working nights to support her two young kids.
Had a friend of mine watch them at night while I went to work.
She'd get off her post office shift at 8 o'clock in the morning, then race home to get her kids ready.
Fixed their breakfast, got them off to school, and had to be at class at about 10:30.
It was too much, she says. Her GPA dropped below a C average and stayed there. Federal rules dictate that students who fail to maintain at least a C average two semesters in a row lose their access to government loans and grants. Debbie Rauscher leads a foster youth advocacy group in California.
The policy that exists at the federal level really is kind of taking the most disadvantaged students and kicking them while they're down.
She points out states and schools can get around this by offering students a flexible appeals process. That's what California does. Julie Pellert leads Higher Learning Advocates, which wants the federal requirements changed.
Overwhelmingly, students who fail to meet these standards are more likely to be low-income, students of color.
Who are more likely to be juggling caregiving and work responsibilities with class.
Losing federal student aid, like the Pell Grant, can really just be detrimental to their journey.
It has been for Brenda Brooks. Now that her kids are grown, she wanted to try school again, even though she didn't qualify for financial aid. She enrolled in the fall of 2021 and got 3 A's and a B. She hoped her good grades would prove she was worthy of financial assistance.
I was trying to show them at Chicago State, look, this is serious to me. This is my life.
But the good grades didn't raise her GPA enough to get her back in the running for financial aid. Now she owes $5,000 to Chicago State University for those classes. Without a degree, Brooks says she can't earn the money she needs to pay that bill, nor can she pay for the classes she still needs to graduate.
I'm not looking for a handout. I'm really not. I'm looking for something that's going to make me a more productive human being.
Some advocates say students like Brooks, who have been out of school for a while, should be able to get a one-time reset of their eligibility. In the meantime, Brooks has not given up. She keeps thinking about something her sister said before she died in early 2020.
She just made me promise her that I would finish school. I said, okay, you know what? I promised her I'm going to do it.
Once she does, she says, she's going to get that manager or director position that she had the experience, but not the degree for. In Chicago, I'm Lisa Kurian-Phillip for Marketplace.